Well, now let's have a look at Barbara and the Camp Dogs, which is the kind of gutsy rock band you'd feel pretty lucky to catch at your local pub on a Saturday night. They sound like this. Actually, you don't have to go to the pub to hear them. They bring the pub to the theatre in a show which has got a great big heart and a pretty filthy mouth. It's angry, it's funny, it's frightening all at once. It had a premier sellout season at Sydney's Belvoir Street Theatre, and this year it played stages all along the East Coast. So it's up for 5 Helpman Awards, including 3 for Ursula Jovich. She co-wrote the play. She plays Barbara, a talented Aboriginal singer who's very smart, very cocky, very fired up. Earlier this year, I welcomed Ursula Jovich to the studio.
G'day.
Welcome to the sound studio. And Elaine Crombie plays her equally talented cousin, Renee. G'day, Elaine.
Hello.
It's lovely to have you here in the in this lovely room. So tell us about Barbara Ursula. She burst onto the stage singing a razor-sharp rock song, which is called Look at the Sun. But we soon find out that her musical career kind of isn't going anywhere.
Yes. No, I think because she's, one, I mean, you said the right thing. She's very cocky. Look, she's a snob when it comes to music. She doesn't want to do the corporate gig. She doesn't want to work that hard. And the reality is a lot of musos do those gigs. We have to, you know, in order to make a living, we have to.
You got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And as Renee Elaine, you tell her that she busks more than she does gigs.
Yes, and busking really isn't a gig, is it? Sorry to all musos out there. Love you all. Well,
so the two girls were basically raised, Elaine, as sisters by the person who's your mum, Jill.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with her? How does that work, the relationship between Renee and Barbara?
Well, they're like you said, they're sisters. They've grown up as sisters, and it's very much the same in real life. You know, when we all grow up with our cousins, they're our brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
they're like we. You know, it doesn't matter if our cousins' mothers and fathers are our mothers and fathers as well. So it's exactly the same with Renee and Barbara.
I'm delighted you're speaking so politely because the language in this show is not polite at all. Renee describes Barbara as the ass-burning, eye-watering fart that you do in a room full of strangers.
That kind of sums up the relationship of Renee and Barbara.
So, Ursula, how did Barbara come to be in this position? Why is she living with this other family?
As with, you know, some families, I guess, where there's some dysfunction, she was placed there with her auntie and her cousin, I think because her mother had a very difficult time bringing up her kids.
Well, the mum and dad have dropped the ball, basically, haven't they, when it comes to looking after the kids,
But there's a reason behind that as well, which is something that comes out in the show. So it's not just they're bad parents. I guess the main thing is when you see people like this who are struggling, who are finding it really difficult, is you got to ask the question, why? And so the story is about the why as opposed to they're just really shitty parents. They've not had the things that most of us have in order to have a...
Yeah, and this is the reality that this show takes us into. For all its bad-mouthing or not bad-mouthing, it's foul-mouthing and it's colourful language and all this. In the end, it's got so much heart because it's looking at the bruised humanity of the people you know and love.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the two women head up to the top end to see Mum, Jill, who's... not well. And Ursula, Barbara seems to be reluctant to go to Catherine. What's that about? Catherine being the place.
I mean, this could be for anybody. I know it is for me when I go to Darwin. There's always that love-hate relationship with, you know, the place that you grew up with, especially if it brings back, you know, memories that you don't particularly want to remember. So that's why she's very reluctant. I don't really want to give away too much.
Yeah. I'm just trying to capture the sort of feel and issues of the piece. So you've written this character. Where does she come from? Do you know this woman? Do you know Barbara?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've I have cousins like her. I kind of based it off one of my favourite cousins who passed away many years ago. But I think she's kind of inside all of us, really, that frustrated, you know, angry woman. And I'm not talking about just black woman, but I'm talking about women in general. You know, society brings us up to to behave in a certain way, and we're about pleasing people, whereas Barbara's like, I don't want to please nobody. I'm not here to make friends. I just want to, you know, I want to sing, and I want to sing what I want to sing, not what somebody else tells me to sing.
Well, we've got Troy Brady on guitar here and Jessica Dunn on double bass. She's going to do a number for us. This mm-hmm. is called Let In The Love. What do we know about this?
So this song is, I guess, our release moment at the end of the play. Giving away too much. it's not a rock piece, so it's Let In The Love. Sometimes in order to heal, you have to allow people to love you. Sitting at the station with a cup in his hand, begging for coins for the theft of his land. Passers-by suspect there's alcohol there, but his is a tale of a childhood in care. He is bringing the steady, he is bringing the shore. He's finding a way to let himself be more. He's naming the troubles to keep his head above. He's finding a way now to let in the love.
Up on stage with a microphone lead, sharing a heart that is so full of need, taken from family at an early age, singing a story to push down the rage. She's bringing the steady, she's bringing the shore. She's finding a way to let herself be more. She's naming the troubles to keep her head above. Four-wheel drive, heading to a place that's beginning to thrive. I jumped all the petrol, roll off the crop. Next generation, I stay in this front door. We're bringing the steady, we're bringing the shore. Finding a way to let ourselves be more. We're naming the troubles to keep our head above. Finding a way now to let in the love. We are bringing a steady, bringing the shore. Finding a way to let ourselves be more. We're naming the troubles to keep our heads above. We're finding a way now to let in the love. To let in the love. are steady. We are bringing the show, finding a way to let ourselves be more. We're naming the troubles to keep our heads above. We're finding a way now to let in the love.
Well, that was very, very special. Ursula Jovic, Elaine Crombie singing Let In The Love. Troy Brady on guitar added some vocals as well. And Jessica Dunn is on double bass. Thanks so much for coming in, guys, and playing for us unplugged.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, Ursula Jovic is the co-writer and the star of Barbara and the Camp Dogs, and you met her with Elaine Crombie and the rest of the band, and it's co-written by Elena Valentine, this show, and it's directed, wonderfully directed, by Letitia Kacheris. It premiered at Belvoir and did tour this year right across the East Coast, receiving rave reviews wherever it went, and it's up for 5 Helpman Awards, including 3 for Ursula herself for Best Female Actor in a Musical, Best Original Score, and Best New Australian Work. So fingers crossed for Ursula Jovic.